This is first short story is The Homeless Duck. Once upon a time, about 2 weeks ago, lived a duck on a lake close to town. This duck's name was Ducky. Ducky spent most of his days paddling around diving for food. Those days were beautiful, close to nature, surviving in the wild along the banks of the lake, with sunlight streaming through the trees. It seemed of Ducky to be truly a paradise. On the other side of the lake, walking along a path, was a man named Joe. Joe was down on his luck, for all the safety nets had fallen out from under him. One day, Joe had been a useful member of society, but within a short period of time, he found himself on drugs and drunk all the time. Soon after that, all of his friends turned against him. He realized now they didn't give a damn about society at all. Everybody always wanted something. Joe's days were now spent bumming around trying to get back on his feet, but every time he had something good going, something always happened to ruin everything. One day, Ducky was paddling along the bank and saw another duck quacking at a man on the bank. Before Ducky knew it, the man had thrown some bread into the water, and the duck quickly devoured it. What a brilliant idea, Ducky thought, for as a duckling, Ducky had caught on quickly in foraging for food. Now he saw immediately how good a deal this was. From that day on, Ducky quacked at everyone along the bank for food and prided himself on how smart he was. In time, he grew fat and couldn't keep up with the other ducks, who he considered to be stupid for not bumming for food. Over a period of time, he steadily grew more and more indolent and lazy, only bumming for food when he became real hungry. But this bumming wasn't working the same as before. Maybe he scared some people when he was too aggressive. Ducky's feathers had begun to fall out, and one time he even nearly bit the finger off of a little girl. Ducky had not meant to do that, but that didn't stop the little girl's father from throwing a big rock at Ducky with strong indications of anger and hate. Meanwhile, Joe on the other side of the lake was having his problems too. These so-called social agencies were hypocrites, for what the homeless needed were homes, not some stinking cot in an old warehouse. Several weeks later, Joe found himself sitting on the bank of the lake, trying to resolve these issues within his own mind. He had not a cent in his pocket, no food, and earlier, he had sold his watch for a bottle of wine, but before he could drink it, he had broken the bottle. While Joe was sitting there, Ducky paddled up and started quacking for food. Joe threw some rocks at Ducky, but Ducky was hungry and bit Joe's finger. That startled Joe, and he fell to his knees crying. Ducky just looked at Joe in wonderment. Then very deliberately, perhaps instinctually, with Joe watching, Ducky waddled to the lake and paddled back into nature. Joe raised himself off of his knees and walked away from the lake back into society.